Whilst obviously at face value, the bracha of Kibbutz Golios, of Tkab Shofar Gadol Cheresenu, is talking about the ingathering of the exiles, of bringing back the Jewish people who are scattered to the four corners of the earth, and bringing them home to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, focal point of the nation, on bringing down the curtain on this epic and tragic period of the last 2,000 years. The Chassidish Sfarim, and particularly the Ma'arinayim, take it to a whole new level. The Sefer, the Ma'arinayim, the Chernobyl, says that yes, there is a general galus which affects the entire Jewish people, but there's also what he calls a galus prati, when an individual finds himself in galus as well. The first manifestation of that are the challenges that a person faces, the yisurim, the trials and tribulations, the difficult things that we go through in life. On a personal level, it's got nothing to do with Klal Yisrael as a whole, but rather to do with us as individuals. And this, he develops this idea, and says it's not just the trials and the tribulations that we go through, the difficult patches in life. In Parashas Tzav, he explains, "Dahainu etzol kol echad Yisrael shanashama begalus etzol heitzahara." The neshama is essentially in its own sense, in its own space of galus. The Yetzahara has vanquished the neshama. The neshama isn't able to function as it ought to. It's not as readily connected to Hashem. It's not in its own space. The Yetzahara is dominating the neshama, the Yetzatayv. And therefore, we, in a sense of galus or alienation. And Parshas Shmos takes it even further than this and says, for most people, their own inner galus is really in their midas. Whether it's Ava or Yira or Tiferes, these midas are mislabish, they clothe themselves in galus. For example, true love will express itself as other loves. Loves for things that are not appropriate, not suitable, not going to bring us closer to Hashem. Yira goes into galus, fear. Rather than having fear of Hashem, Yira Shamayim, fear of other things. Every midah can either be used to bring us closer to Hashem or to take us away from Hashem. When our souls are in galus, when we're subjugated and subject to the Yetzahara, the midahs themselves, our own character traits, which are really meant to imitate Hashem, which are therefore meant to bring us close to Hashem by association, by imitation, they go into galus. They're pulling us away from Hashem. We start to do things that are the opposite of what Hashem wants. Keneged Ratzon Abayah. We're created in the image of Hashem. We're created with a set of midas that essentially map on to Hashem's midas. And the more we emulate Hashem in this world, the more godliness, the more goodness we bring into this world. We bring Hashem's chesed, a manifestation of Hashem's chesed, into the world through our chesed. And therefore, when our midas are misdirected, we're, so to speak, blocking that God consciousness in the world too. So when we talk about Kibbutz Golios, bringing back that which is in exile, recognize the neshama is in exile too, that we're in a sense of spiritual exile, even in our own bodies, and davening for that restoration of harmony and balance, that things should be back to the way they're meant to be, is an essential critical component part of Kibbutz Golios, because when we can get that right, Kibbutz Golios, the gathering of the exiles, can happen on a far grander and greater scale too.